Hello and welcome to the game. I'm John Kurtz, joined by Tyler Dreiling and Mitch Fortner. Today, as we celebrate the NFL draft starting tonight, we will cover that plenty, including a special thank you here in the open that we have to delve into every single year at this time. Going to hear a little bit from Jordan Willis of 425. Had him on a couple weeks ago. He answered the question where he thinks he will go. So we'll play you what he had to say at 425. We'll get the national scoop on the draft at 440. Haters and Ballers, everybody's favorite. Coming back at 525, K-State Draft Edition, and You Can't Be Serious at 550. That is the lineup today. As always, you can tweet your questions or comments to the game KMAN if you have them. And we're going to be talking a lot of NFL draft here, but we're going to center a lot of the focus around K-State and Jordan Willis and squeeze in some Chiefs as well, because I'm very intrigued by the buzz that I'm hearing about Kansas City. But first things first, when the NFL draft starts, we all have to be reminded, and I say have to, we all get to be reminded of, I think, one of the coolest things about the K-State football program, and that is the NFL draft streak that is going, where you have 23 consecutive years of a player being taken in the NFL draft at K-State. It is the longest streak in the Big 12. It's going to hit 24 either today or tomorrow, in all likelihood, with Jordan Willis. Worst case scenario, it'll be Saturday, but there's no way Jordan Willis is going to be around then. So you've got that over everybody else. Oklahoma's a year behind. Texas lost theirs a few years ago. It is a very cool thing for the K-State football program, and if we are going to tout that and celebrate it and pimp it like we should, there is a man, a forgotten man, that we always have to thank here on this day. Thank you, India. Thank you, Taylor. Bryce Brown, thank you for extending the draft streak a handful of years ago. The greatest contribution he could give to us was extending the draft streak.
Who is this?
Alanis Morissette. Tyler did not know who Alanis Morissette was. It made me feel very old. But that one goes out to you, Bryce Brown. But cheers to you, my friend.
See, I mean, that's a what? When's that song from?
1995, I believe, okay, is what it said.
Okay, because I was born like a couple weeks before the streak started, because it's going to be turning 24. I just turned 24 last week, so
it started 1994.
Right, the exact kind of same kind of timeline, but it is really cool, and Bryce Brown is a part of that. I think Joshua Moore, you could probably,
he is the part of it, my friend.
You could throw him in there as well. I don't think. How big of a deal was K-State's draft streak when Bryce Brown was taken? Because it wasn't really on my radar for me, and then I saw that he was taken in the seventh round, and I'm like, oh, so I guess that's a good thing. And I didn't really realize at the time that K-State had that big streak going.
Well, I think, it seems like in recent years, like the last 4 or 5 years, they've started to put it out there more, but some of that, too, is just the day and age that we live in. I mean, you know, social media has become even bigger since Bryce Brown was taken in 2012. I mean, it's not like this was forever ago. That was 5 years ago. You still had a 18, 19-year streak at that point in time when Bryce Brown was taken in the seventh round by the Eagles. So maybe it's just more a sign of the times now that we see it everywhere blasted on social media. But you should, if you're K-State, you know, get everything that you can, all the mileage that you can, out of this NFL draft streak and all the NFL success that you've had. And I have some strong feelings about that we'll get into at 5:10. But Jordan Willis is going to be the guy. I think the more and more I see, he's going to be taken tonight. I don't think we're going to have to wait until tomorrow for Jordan Willis. Just about every single mock draft, and I perused a lot of them for Haters and Ballers today, trust me. I had to work to find haters. That's a good sign for Jordan Willis. I had to work to find haters for our Haters and Ballers at 525 for him. And you went through and projected or looked at a lot of the projections on him as well, and I thought you found pretty much the same thing, did you not?
I was seeing a lot more that had him in the second and third round than in the
third
first
round.
Yes.
Third round?
Yes, including the final mock draft from Mel Kiper Jr. and Todd McShay. They did a three-round mock where they would each make a pick, just alternating. You know, it would be Todd McShay and then Mel Kiper Jr. over and over. And they had him going in the third round to the Packers in the middle of the third round. Fox, the latest from Fox Sports, they had him in the third round going to the Jaguars. There were only two or three different mocks that I found from about the 10 that I looked at that did have him in the first round. But that's just me.
Did you check NFL Network.
I did.
ESPN.
Mike Mayock does have
Mayock
does have him in the first round.
He has him in the first round. Mm-hmm. The main ESPN draft had him in the first round. The CBS.
Pete Prisco has him in the first round.
But right. The big guns have Jordan Willis in the first round.
CBS did a thing where they had like seven different experts all put their mock drafts, and Pete Prisco was the only guy that had Jordan Willis in the first round.
So. Well, perhaps I'm reading too much into it. And my feeling, I mean, I was asked this doing another radio show last week, and I said, I think it'll probably be the second round. But everything I read now just seems to be trending in the right direction. I read a story today that someone had put together, I think it was someone that covered the Steelers, just about how he was the highest riser from Senior Bowl on. His stock has risen the most out of anybody. He's going to go one of the next 2 days. And my thoughts on Jordan Willis basically are this. He's the embodiment of what K-State and the NFL has been. I don't expect him to go to the NFL and be Justin Houston, you know, become one of the top two or three pass rushers in the NFL. But I expect him to play 7, 8, 9 years. I expect him to have a very long, solid NFL career. And that's really what K-State guys have been. You know, Jordy Nelson, you could argue, has ascended to, like, superstar level. But he's just been a really productive guy over a long period of time. Darren Sproles has been a productive guy for a long period of time. Terrence Newman has been maybe the longest tenured corner we've really ever seen, like in the modern age of the NFL right now, still playing corner, just all about steady over the long course of time. That's what K-State guys have been, and I think that is where Jordan Willis falls into here.
Yeah, we saw it from Jeremy Clary would be another name I'd throw in there. Rock Cartwright was around for quite a while in the NFL. That's, I think, almost as positive for the program as the draft streak itself. It's not just about getting them to the very cusp of making it to the NFL, but getting players into the NFL and actually making a living out of their careers, and they've done a very, very good job of that.
That's a big part of why K-State's NFL success, you know, has even deeper hooks than just this draft streak that's gone on. You have so many guys that have played for a while, and you have guys that have been top of mind for people in the fantasy football world, which is probably, you know, the best way that you can go about getting some notoriety for your NFL success with your program is having offensive guys be there, because that's what even the casual fan will know. I mean, the casual fan out there right now knows Tyler Lockett because they probably had him on their fantasy team at one point in time.
And, you know, I think you could say that the wheels are in motion for a lot of those younger guys that are in the NFL to be there for a long time, like Tyler Lockett or like Cody Whitehair.
Well, Cody White, I think Jordan Willis is exactly the same type of
right.
dude as Cody Whitehair.
Yeah.
And I think he'll probably be drafted around the same spot. Whitehair was second round last year. I mean, Jordan Willis, we're feeling a lot of the same things out as far as mock drafts for him. Stock maybe slightly higher than Whitehair at this time last year. So there's a good comparison on the offensive side of the ball, guy who I think will just have a long, steady NFL career. I even think there's a pretty good K-State comparison here for Jordan Willis in the NFL, and that is Darren Howard, who was a stud back in the glory days at K-State, and he had a 10-season NFL career where he totaled 67 sacks. He had three double-digit sack seasons. Never did make a Pro Bowl, so he was not quite on the, you know, total upper echelon of NFL pass rushers, but he was good. He was a good, solid starting NFL defensive end, and he played for a long time.
And what makes me excited about this particular example of a K-State player going to the draft, Jordan Willis, is that in the last 5 years, we've seen that position, that defensive end, outside linebacker, kind of a mix, become one of the superstar positions in the NFL, which is really rare for a defensive position. But you look at, you know, J.J. Watt and how much of a star he is in this league. You look at Von Miller, like you mentioned. Those are some of the guys that are now having the highest jersey sales in the league, which would have been unheard of back when all people cared about was quarterbacks and running backs and wide receivers. So I think the Jordan Willis, it's just good fortune that he's actually going into the league at a time where that position is the hot thing right now.
Well, and Cameron Wake is a guy that he always mentions that he watches a lot and is his favorite defensive end in the NFL. He probably falls into a Darren Howard-esque type of category, like not on the upper echelon, not a Justin Houston, Von Miller, J.J. Watt, but he's close, he's very good, and that may keep him out of some Pro Bowls moving forward, but that doesn't mean he's not a very good player that somebody is going to absolutely love having. I mean, Willis has just been the picture of consistency at K-State, and we talked throughout the season about how much he just embodied Bill Snyder and what the Bill Snyder program was about. And what's perhaps the most impressive thing amongst a litany of them here in Manhattan for Bill Snyder, it's his longevity, you know, how he's been able to be good for so long. I think Jordan Willis embodies a lot of that, and I think that's what you're going to see out of him in the NFL.
And it just makes it more special that, you know, we saw what Jordan Willis was when he first got to K-State, a guy with a lot of potential, but we had to wait and see him develop that, and he did such a good job at improving from year one to year two to year three to year four. And that, again, that just goes into what you just said about him personifying everything that K-State football has been about for the last 20 years or so.
Again, later on in the show, we'll do Haters and Ballers. Not just Jordan Willis edition, K-State draft edition. We have some Elijah Lee mixed in there as well. Another guy who's probably going to hear his name called at some point over the next 3 days. 4:40, we'll get the national scoop on the NFL draft. But when we come back, one, Jordan Willis came on with me during Wildcat Insider a couple weeks ago. I asked him where he thought he would go in the draft. We'll play his response. Plus, our favorite draft cliches. And there are a lot of them coming up next here on The Game.